Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Merry Christmas. This is Genevieve of Genevieve Friends. I'm glad for you for Christmas. It's not bad. It's that day that so you actually not in some style of your forward. Christmas. And Christmas brings much joy to many people. So, who most really has? I remember as a child, I was interested in where I was going to get sick. I remember one of my favorite ones was when I got a vaccine out of the hot eating tank. It was old. The Western popular, and I got sick cold, and I'm a fan of Christmas. And we all have sisters, and they had even my sister got a sick one of one with sad. But there are conjures up for the wonderful times, you know. This was a time of joy. There's a lot of joy. Advent was one of my favorite feasts. The anticipation of the Lord Jesus. Celebrate here for a long time. One reason I believe the fact that there's a lot of things, a lot of hope, and hope is God inside this Christmas shop, all that. And there's like a lot of the hope in the world, a lot of hope that there'd be a new beginning. It also conjures up that for some people, you know, that time of year, it's strange for their families, and for one reason or another, you know, some people might not have a diary of death, so they need to be in the family. That's very strange. Talking about the shadow of the men and women in prison, and how the LGBT community has been a lot of us running this during time to the families, you know, saying the families have to take it up. Saying that a little bit, and I left the community, and I put it. So, I'm talking about it in such a way that I didn't want to widow it. I said it's a good thing. I received this piece, and they just don't have a lot of strength in it. It's not a piece of the bell, it's a big deal. I'm happy with it. I also believe that people want peace. I honestly do believe that. The blood of Jesus okay, brought forth new era. And he's called the King of Peace. And it's part of a lot of conversation. It's interesting. And when you have a change of order, it's right. I believe in managing the new diet on earth. And they want to end the war and get down. Awesome. And they need to be good to each other human beings. And this is, you know, what I believe is Christmas is such a great way to celebrate Christmas. I believe it's very important aspect of my life personally. And I this is past Tuesday, I went to the family, I said, eat this pizza. And I can't really hear it. It's song, it's a prayer, reading scripture. Very meditative. It's very, And that's something you do. That's something that the world does. It's less for more ladies. And I think that it's going to be the world. It's the world's great thing. I was reading a book by Trappist Thomas Paine. He says, "We are not at peace with others. We are not at peace with ourselves. And we are not at peace with ourselves if we are not at peace with God." God will never take us to the wall. I think that this time of season will start to be right. It starts with each one of us to think on one of the and this wonderful thing happens to my life, and that's my life. It is a start of a big life. And that now, relationship that I just hope to enjoy doing this time. How people respond to others. Many people are joyous. They really seem to be really happy. And I know, when I say Merry Christmas, I know they have a wonderful gift. They're really hungry, and I think to what Jesus wanted our lives to work in our world. I can just imagine how we met both in the first day. They had heard about it, saw the story, they had heard about it, but when they knew that, they actually saw it. I can just imagine the spiritual part of it, and all the things that they said about the child. And they said, scripture, they talked. I don't know exactly what they said. I just imagine the grand thing. The men saw something that was beyond themselves. So hope. The culmination, the beginning of the rebuild. Not much is said about the fact that guys after I do believe they got away to a peace state. And I was reading a little Christmas song, and it really was silent and I didn't even rejoice. And I think that's all that speaks to the desire of everything. Peace, joy, understanding, goodwill. And this is why I celebrate Christ's birth. Because it's not only to celebrate Christ's birth, this can't be the beginning of the new life. Also, it's the start of starting reflecting on all the years. I used to have the time to reflect on how things changed, how they got better, I changed, and I should know if the lives changed. And most importantly, where we travel. And I believe in all sorts of us in the relationship with God's peace. It starts with us having to God as a host. And right then, he didn't have a heart, but he was doing different. He was a teacher different. It's just like a veil, but he lifted up over our eyes. And reflecting on the power that existed in front of us. I think a lot of the songs that were written from the Lord, Shall and I have to be reflected on some of the Jesus that gathered in the past. God is making some money to this, so we can have a new life. I heard the term turning over to you, so you said, when you have Jesus in your life, I think it's more turning over to you. It's a change in your life. All people can be a hurting man. That's about the supreme man. And brothers and sisters, I was just in many ways, the ones that made it so funny to see the man. I'm blind to the God of love, and God loves everything. As a God, no matter where you are, you can help up with the spirit. And as if you come to me and you're another deer, you're always going to be reminded of you. God's will never gets to stay off. You can spend yesterday, today, tomorrow, because you can see the way you feel. I've seen God in the Savior, an ecstatic life. And it's what God, He is God desires for all of us. And I hope you find that. I hope my message is speaking out the way to do. Once again, I'll read that poem earlier. And as I said, that book is great. One of my favorite authors. He said, "We are not at peace others because we are not at peace to ourselves. We are not at peace to ourselves because we are not at peace with God. Once we're at peace with God, we're at peace with everyone. No matter what goes on around us, as it's perfect, it's in our hearts." And I'd like to take the time to wish all of you a very happy and I pray that you do get a gift of your wonderful joy, happiness, and peace. Most of all, new relationships. And this is Genevieve, your hostess. This is Genevieve James. Pray that you're doing well. God bless you.